Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I wanted to tell everyone about my Galactic Wisdom Conference, which will be held on April 12th, 13th, and 14th, 2019, with special with some of the world's most famous healers and UFO people. The cost of the conference is only $125, and you'll meet some credible people, including Emmanuel Eiter, who's a French Hollywood film director with many spiritual films. He will be giving a special water ceremony with Michiko Hayashi of the Immortal Peace Project from Tokyo, Japan, in downtown Olympia at the Artesian Springs at about 6 p.m. on Thursday, April 11th. That's a free event. The next day we'll be having the Free Friday because it's free to anyone who'd like to come to meet the speakers. That's on April 12th. The location will be at 9101 Stillicum Road, southeast in Olympia, Washington, just an hour south of Seattle. And then the rest of the conference, of course, we'll be having on Saturday and Sunday. Among the people there will be Aurelian Rado, a wonderful hypnotist and psychic reader. Carolyn White, a fantastic aura reader and psychic. Michiko Hayashi, of course, from the Immortal Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. Mary Beckman, who's a local wonderful medium and psychic. I've had readings from her before, and she's always accurate. And one of the people that I really enjoy is Dr. Cairo Rocha. I'll bring him on in just a moment. But in addition, we're going to have Tony Rodriguez, who has participated in the Secret Space Program. They call themselves the UFO Space Sisters. Their names are Shirlene and Erlene Wallace. They'll be flying in from Texas to attend the conference and giving a presentation. They've been on board many benevolent spacecraft, and I'm sure that talking to them will be a really out-of-this-world experience. Joe Anthony will be coming to us from Sedona. He's a fantastic and well-known astrologer. I really like Joe. He's got a heart of gold. He does fantastic astrology charts for people. And now what I'd like to do is to bring on Dr. Cairo Rocha for a few minutes. He's now actually coming to us live from Brazil by Skype. Dr. Rocha, Cairo, how are you doing?
I'm great, Ed. It's such a pleasure, such an honor to be with you at this wonderful radio show. It's so far-reaching, as I said, and it's really a pleasure to be joining you today, all the way from Brazil.
All the way from Brazil. Now, you have your office in the Bahamas, is that right?
Yes, I've been to the Bahamas for 21 years now.
Wow.
It's basically, I run a clinic, basically Chinese medicine, acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
This is my basis. This is my foundation there. And occasionally I travel and to teach seminars about different facets of Chinese medicine, or let's say energy medicine to be mm-hmm. more mm-hmm. genetic.
You know, when I saw you in Dominican Republic about 2 years ago, you gave a fantastic presentation on foods and how they can help your health. And you gave a presentation. I remember showing you showed a picture of a sliced tomato, and you said to the audience, "Doesn't this look like a heart?" And I said, "Yes, it does." And there's depending upon what kind of kind of food you have, it all corresponds to different. Different parts of your body. Would you mind giving just a few examples of that?
Well, yes, this is actually a fascinating subject. I'm very happy about this, to talk about this, because it's not only the Chinese have been talking about this for so long, that the idea is that the way, the shape, the form of the flavor of the food holds the key to what the food is good for.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the nature's key, they have this uncanny information by just being in nature, so sending us a message or a clue of what they're good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a fascinating, and this subject was revisited by the Paracelsus in the medieval times.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the famous alchemists. He also, took it longer to a different aspect of it. And it's a beautiful subject and it's far-reaching, as you know.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, if I may say so, Cairo, I really like you because you're very talented. You've got a wonderful heart. You care about people. And also, you used to have your own acupuncture school in Brazil. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, this is what was very interesting, because when I was, I studied geology and law. It was like a search, but I had this feeling that I was looking for something that wasn't here at the time in Brazil.
Right.
Until I met this acupuncturist. He was already an old man. He met me and said, "You need to go to Japan to study acupuncture." I said, "Whoa, Japan, all the way to Japan." So he kept telling me this over and over. Mm-hmm. So I went to Japan. It's a long story, but I went to Japan. But when I came back, he owned this acupuncture school. And he said, "Well, I'm about to retire, and I've been waiting for you all these years." It's like he was grooming me, replace him.
Wow.
Without me knowing. Uh-huh. He used to call Japan in those days. It was a big, big thing to see how I was doing, how I was mm-hmm. doing things, everything. So when I came back to Brazil, he said, "Take the school, and the school is yours." So that's how I got involved with the school, which I was, I took over the school for 7 years before I left to Japan.
Wow.
And it was one of the best things I've ever done in my life, Ted.
Wow.
To see those enthusiastic students, all these people, they're very interested in energy medicine, mm-hmm. and to offer them a space so they could develop and flourish and blossom.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, I want to tell everyone that Dr. Kyra Rocha will be attending in person, flying in from the Bahamas to attend and speak at my conference. He'll be giving a speech on Saturday, April 13th, from about 3:15 to 4:30 p.m., give or take a few minutes. And you'll be able to meet him in person on Friday as well, April 12th, during our meet and greet with the speakers. But anyway, Cairo, happy birthday to your mother. And I know it's her 90th birthday now. And
yes,
that's wonderful. Could you give out your website if people wanted to contact you?
Yes, it's Bahamas, www.bahamasacupuncture.com.
Okay, Bahamas.
It's easy to remember.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, great, Cairo. Well, we have a wonderful day, and everyone around the world listening today, please send lots of love and light to Cairo and his beautiful mother, and wish his mom happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Ted. And as I said, I was looking forward to seeing you again, you and Michiko, and all our good friends.
Okay.
It's like we're part of this wonderful chain. Absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Okay, my friend. Have a beautiful day. Thanks, Cairo, so much for coming on today.
Thank you very much, Ted.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Great. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. I'd like to bring on now Corey Bailey, a wonderful lady here in Seattle who's been leading a public awareness about the current efforts in the Washington legislature about vaccinations. And this will be a prelude. I'd like to have Corey on for a few minutes to my next interview with Aaron Elizabeth, of course, who's done a lot of work as part of Health Nut News and vaccinations. Corey, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ted.
Oh, good. Can we hear her okay, Eric? Okay, yeah. Okay, great, great. Corey, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in the vaccination thing. What's going on in our legislature now with vaccinations?
Well, Ted, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have a 4.5-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And when she was born, I started researching the topic, and I wanted to look into both sides, not just what, doctors were saying or what the news was saying.
Sure.
I wanted to look at both sides.
Okay.
And what I found out was really surprising and shocking. So there are two bills that are being put forth in Washington State right now. There's a Senate bill, 5841, which will remove the philosophical or personal exemption for all vaccines. And
okay.
There's a House bill, 1638, which will remove the philosophical or personal exemption for the MMR vaccine.
Oh, that's the worst one.
Yeah.
One of the worst.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
one
there's
of the worst.
Gardasil. And
oh, yeah.
There's a few doozies.
Yeah, sure.
But they're both in second reading phase of being passed. So they have passed the first reading, and they went to the Rules Committee, and now they're in the second reading, and they're going to be debating that. And then it'll go to the third reading and passage to the potentially the next, they have to swap and go to the other house. So one will go to the House and the other one will go to the Senate. And that whole process has to be repeated. And then it would be signed into a law as long as the governor approves it and doesn't veto anything.
Right.
So just wanting divine right information to be brought to light, really praying for and keeping in my mind the health and highest wellness for children, as well as all of us in the United States, because it's a slippery slope when you take away bodily autonomy and personal freedom.
I had a psychic on my radio show about 3-4 years ago, and her name was Laura Hirsch, H-U-R-S-H, and she wrote a book called The Other Side of Autism, and her son, at about when he was vaccinated with the MMR vaccination, and he ended up getting severe autism, and she went to a lot of medical doctors, and they said, "Oh, there's nothing you can do. All you can do is just take care of him." But she wasn't satisfied with that answer, so she started consulting psychics like me. And the information she got was from President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, interestingly enough, and Albert Einstein. And both of them said that the autism epidemic in the United States, and everyone listening today in the United States, our autism rate is about 1 in 23 for boys and 1 in 44 for girls.
Right.
And he said, both of them said, both of those great spirits said that the reason why the autism rate had gone so high up to this, up to like 1 in 23 for boys and 1 in 44 for girls, from like 1 in 10,000 in the early 90s, which was only, 30 years ago, is that the U.S. government maintains a secret network of bases producing illegal chemical weapons underneath the ground in outside of Reno and Winnemucca, Nevada, and they often have chemical explosions and chemical releases of this of these poisonous illegal chemical weapons, and the weapons get airborne and they go into the potato fields of Idaho and Oregon and different other states in the West. And when little kids eat these potatoes, potato chips, fries, or whatever, grown in these areas, and they have the MMR vaccination, triggers autism because there's a certain chemical triggered within the kids' bodies as a result of these horrible chemicals. This is why the autism rate has gone skyrocketing. Of course, vaccinations are a big moneymaker for big pharma.
$450 billion.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh my God! Well, I want to tell everybody that to please, if you're concerned about this issue, voice your concern to the chair of the House Committee on Health for Washington State. Her name is Eileen Cody, C-O-D-Y. Her telephone number is 360-8786-7978. And there's a whole bunch of other people too that you can contact. I will post this on my website at outofthisworld1150.com by this coming week. So you'll have more information. But it's not a time to sit back because nearly all the members of this House committee think that vaccinations are a great thing and they want it to continue. Unfortunately, because of these chemical weapons which are being illegally made by the United States government in Nevada, that a lot of kids are getting harmed by it. This actually started in 1972. It's got a very interesting I'll give you a quick history. Back in 72, Tricky Dick Nixon, our president back then, signed an agreement with the Soviet Union saying that the U.S. wouldn't be producing any more chemical weapons. But he goes ahead anyway and establishes these black underground secret bases in Nevada where they continue to make these chemicals, and they kept leaking out. And that's been going on now for about 40 years. But people are paying for it in terms of decreased health. So anyway, Corey, we will be having much more on vaccinations on a week from today. I invite you back at that time. And you're welcome to stay on now if you wish with Erin Elizabeth of Health Nut News. Would you like to stay on?
Sure. Thank you, Ted.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
My
thank
pleasure.
You.
I think she's a wonderful lady. So anyway, Eric, if we could bring on Erin when you get a chance, just let me know when she comes on. Just a brief background. As a longtime Health Nut author and public speaker, Erin Elizabeth has had a passion for the healing arts for nearly 25 years. She began Health Nut News in January 2014 with humble beginnings, and she won the Truth in Journalism Award at the 2017 Doctors Who Rock Awards in Orlando, Florida, starting in her teens. Erin worked for a green nonprofit during 4 years of undergrad, which inspired her to lead a healthier lifestyle. And she's been doing fantastic work since that time. She has over 530,000 followers on her Facebook page, and I'm so happy she could come on today. Erin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Such an honor to be here. Thank you. I am.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. I was concerned about a month ago or more when I think you were not feeling well. Are you feeling better now?
I am. Thank you. They're still trying to figure it out. I'd had some prolotherapy injections to help a injured shoulder. I did not want to undergo surgery, and not that prolotherapy isn't a wonderful thing, but it was kind of a prolotherapy reaction gone bad. Yes, thank you. I got infection, ended up in the hospital for only the second time in my life. So, thank you. So yes, I am feeling better. I appreciate you asking. So thank you.
Well, I'm going to ask all my listeners listening around the world, more than 90 countries, to please send lots of love and light to Elizabeth now and her family, to help her heal and to help her, give her strength and support her in the fantastic and awesome work she's doing to speaking to the truth, for the truth, for various health issues.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
I wanted to do that now, and I know that good thoughts do help. I have on briefly a wonderful lady named Corey Bailey, and she's leading the fight to educate the public against mandatory vaccinations here in Washington State. Currently, we can opt out of it, but that's not good enough for our legislature, who apparently wants to kill us, many of us, off with vaccinations. They want to make vaccinations mandatory, especially the MMR vaccination, which causes autism, has proven to cause autism in many kids. But Corey, I know you're on the line now. Would you like to say hi to Erin?
Hi, Erin.
Hi, Corey. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there. Thank you. Yeah. It's a long day, but it's a long week, but a good. Thank you so much for helping the fight. I appreciate that. Were you there when they spoke in front of the senator and for some reason I'm blanking out on the name. I started at 6 with interviews today, but were you there when they had the full house just a week or so ago, and Del Bigtree and the team and everybody were?
No, yeah. I was at home, and I was doing a meditation, trying to bring a positive energy, love, and light.
So, oh, great.
The positivity to the cause. So, yeah,
that's great.
I was in meditation at that time.
Understandable. Well, yeah, that's. I just will have to tell you a little story that's in national news about myself and the whole Washington thing. But yeah, that's. I'm glad. I appreciate the you being there, and I know it's a pretty crazy time right now in Washington and a few other states as well. So.
Erin and Corey, real quick, sorry to interrupt. I just want to check something with Eric. Eric, is our audio okay for both? Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody just wrote in saying they couldn't hear, but I hope that's been rectified. Here in Washington State, as across the rest of the United States, especially the federal government, there's actually four branches of government. We have the courts, the judiciary. We have the legislature, which is considering forcing everyone to get vaccinations, all the kids to get vaccinations. And, of course, we have the courts as well. But there's a fourth branch of government that's hidden, and that's the lobbyist. And the main lobbyist who's been acting behind the scenes of the Washington legislature, and everybody should know this name because he hides in secret, and does his work in secret so nobody knows him. His name is Thomas McBride. He's a lobbyist for Big Pharma. His telephone number, if anyone would like to give their opinion to him, is area code 360-481-1824. Again, that's 360-481-1824. You might want to ask him whether his children are vaccinated, and how much the pharmaceutical companies are paying him to lobby for vaccinations. But that's kind of a missing piece people often overlook.
That's so important. Yes, I did a story on when they just had the testimonies the other day. They had hundreds of people there, standing room only, and had folks outside. I want to say, and I should know if it was. Do you know where they? Does anyone know where they had that? Was it Seattle? I just can't remember exactly where they had it. Where they had
it was at the Capitol. It was in Olympia.
That Olympia, Washington.
Olympia. So
yeah.
It wasn't Olympia. It was Seattle. I knew it was Seattle, Olympia.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, unfortunately, we're on the front of Fox News and The Guardian. As of yesterday, they did a story on my site because of this whole Washington thing. They had a naturopath there named Elias Kass, K-A-S-S, who I would tell people, if it were me, I would go nowhere near his office in Washington state. And he's a naturopath that was there speaking with a baby attached to him, an infant, a child that was his, according to him, and presumably unvaccinated guys for the MMR because the child would be too small. And he said how terrified basically they were. They had to pass this mandated vaccine for the, you know, MMR for the measles. And he's right there in the alleged measles outbreak, quote unquote, epicenter. Mm-hmm. Yet he's got a little infant baby who's too young to vaccinate. So I did a story on that, which then either he contacted the Guardian or they contacted him. It had to be, or somebody connected them, and they did an article just about, and I missed their email. We're getting so many thousands of emails right now. We missed it. Just a server issue because of so many coming in, which is fixed now. But now we saw it from the Guardian, which was pretty outrageous. That is now calling us anti-vaxxer bullies because he said that I did a piece, and what the Guardian said, and I'll be done with this in just a minute. But I did in the article. I think I stated myself very objectively, but I also did say that it's pretty ironic that he's there fighting for forced, you know, mandated vaccinations, yet he has a baby around hundreds of people and children who are, he even admittedly not vaccinated, you know, for, right, you know, for the measles, and could have the measles potentially, but he's bringing an infant so young. So that sounds a bit of hypocrisy to me. And they said that because I did that article, and then I always, because my readers miss it, I said, you know, click here for this, click here for that. And they said, she said, click here for his Facebook page. And anyone who knows my site knows I write thousands of times a week, click here for this, because people don't notice a clickable link. And she said, in other words, in The Guardian, which just went on the front of Fox News last night, they said that, in other words, equated, quote, go get him, which of course I never stated. So because of this Elias Kass, and I can tell you where he's located, this naturopath bringing in a baby too young to vaccinate, unless he's doing a vaccine at not a recommended age, which could be very dangerous, potentially dangerous. I can't imagine he's very, how fearful can he be? He then made us out to be bullies, and all because we said, click here. And now we are literally, we were on the front all day yesterday, articles completely written about the site and my groups, my pages, and about, usually I wouldn't say this, except it's happening right now, and about how horrible anti-vaccine bullies we are. And they've even contacted Facebook. So did Fox News, national Fox News, about why we're allowed to do that. The last I checked as a journalist, I can still write an article about an alleged naturopath who is for kids being vaccinated, fluoridated. I didn't know naturopaths, that's what they, I don't see anything natural about him, actually. And the guy is a real, so for all those listening in Washington state, which for a split second with all the interviews I've been doing today, because now I'm supposed to Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, a TV show on there contacting me. There's a lot of things. We got a lot of interviews today, but since I'm preaching to Washington state, Elias Kass, K-A-S-S. And it's so funny. They called him a doctor in there. He's a naturopath. That's fine. But then they brought up a DO. She used to be head of ER. She's a board certified surgeon. I think she has several board certifications. Was a doctor for many years, a DO, graduated med school. But she speaks out against some vaccinations. Dr. Tenpenny, they made sure she was not mentioned in any of the national news articles. They stripped her of any mention of being a doctor whatsoever. But ironically, he gets to be called the naturopath that's pro-vaccine. And he actually won an award from the CDC for his amazing talents of all this conventional allopathic pharma medicine that he's practicing. So people are misled going in there, and they done another article on him, and I'll be done, where they said that people would go in and they didn't vaccinate. They went to the naturopath because they knew he'd be good. And it took him a whole year, but it says right in there, but in the end, he convinced them. That's what they said in the national news article. He convinced, or basically brainwashed, as some might say, for them to vaccinate. And that's a frightening thing. And now he's saying, I'm so afraid even at the grocery store. Well, he's a public figure. He shouldn't be taking children too young to vaccinate and being a hypocrite and going there to speak around hundreds of people that have measles. If he's so worried about the measles, why is he bringing a baby too young to vaccinate? And he's really out in the news. Just in, he's right there in Washington trying to portray anyone like any of us who question vaccines as anti-vax, quacks, bullies. They even use the word terrorist, which is not The Guardian, but another publication, which is completely out of control in my mind. So,
well, on behalf of all my over a quarter of a million listeners in over 90 countries, we appreciate your efforts, Erin. And I know all of my listeners don't think you're a terrible person. So I think
that's why you're on today. And it's thank you. I didn't mean to go off. And I know it's not a positive energy, guys, but I think that we have to know that there are negative energy forces that we're up against. So that's all. Thank you.
You look at the evidence and you look at Laura Hirsch's book called The Other Side of Autism, which I mentioned before. Yeah. And, there are these weapons factories and the government knows about it. Senator Harry Reid, I don't know if he's still in the Senate or not, from Nevada, has known about it for decades. And they just kind of turned the other way. They said it's necessary for national security. And you look at the skyrocketing autism rates and for anyone who's had an autistic child out there. And when you find out that it's preventable, only if you didn't take the vaccination, the MMR vaccination, which Big Pharma, I don't know how much Big Pharma makes from the MMR vaccination, but this is deadly stuff. And by forcing children to get these vaccinations, you're guaranteeing autism for a whole generation of Americans and Canadians and Mexicans and people in the UK and Germany and France and Japan and China across the world. Who cares if it's supposed to be good for children, but it ends up harming them tremendously. Anyway, Corey, I appreciate your help, and I appreciate your help too, Erin.
Thank you, Corey, for all you're doing there in Washington to both of you.
Our pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Our
thank
pleasure.
You for all the people putting out the right information.
Now, I made a list before the show started, Erin, and I made a list of 106 different topics we could talk about today. So if we fit them all in the next 30 minutes, we could talk to we could talk about a topic every 20 seconds.
Yeah.
We could talk about, for example, this is one from your website, CBS, many hundreds of rally to oppose limiting vaccination exemptions. Let's see here. Weed killer in your wine and beer. That's what a new PERG study found. Second roundup weed killer trial to begin in San Francisco. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. exposes Bill Gates and his relationship with Big Pharma. Robert F. Kennedy blocked from giving evidence at congressional hearing.
Scary.
Let's see. Well, there's just so much. I'm going to leave it up to you. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, I think we can kind of wrap up the vaccines, just if Corey's still on, that we don't have to talk about that. But I think that with not only Washington State, but Arizona, is working to pass legislation right now that's passed the I'm not a lawmaker, so I'm no expert on this, and I don't even have notes on it in front of me, but it's passed the House. I know three different bills where they would have to then in the state of, so there's going different directions here. The state of Arizona is actually trying to pass legislation so they would warn, you probably know about this, Corey, so they could warn people, not warn people, but educate, inform consent, let people know that when they go get their vaccines, kind of like many different procedures we could have done here in the United States, but in the state of Arizona, that they would be told about the dangers or the possible consequences of the vaccines. Right. Known. And so that's good. But at the same time, as I'm sure Corey knows, we have Minnesota, where they're trying to pass legislation where even so many cities, so many states, but it is the St. Paul, Minneapolis, I think it's Minneapolis Star, that they said their whole staff, suddenly, I guess they're acting like they're medical professionals, are saying, we here believe that except for medical exemptions, we should do away with all other exemptions, which is what Minnesota's trying to do. They had well over 1,000 people come and rally, and they are even doing, they're trying right now. It's they're pushing it, trying to push it through legislation so that, and I don't even know if it's, I'm so behind with all this. We're not usually in the news like this, so I'm a little behind with the interviews, but I haven't caught up, but they're trying to pass legislation so even homeschoolers would be mandated vaccinated, which really would be forced vaccinated, because if you, Yeah, and Corey probably knows, because if you don't want it, people say, oh, it's not forced vaccinated, it's public schools, because you're not forced. You have a choice. You just homeschool. But in Minnesota, if they change that for the whole state, then to include homeschoolers and medical only, which is almost impossible to get a medical exemption, you know, it can be hard enough, like in New York, for religious exemptions, but medical are almost, you know, impossible to get, right, then that would mean forced vaccinations, even for parents who just have their kids at home, minding their own business, homeschooling. I'm curious, Corey, is it okay if I ask Corey if she had any thoughts on that?
Sure.
I'm curious. Or either one of you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think, go ahead, Corey.
Right. Well, I think that the most frightening thing is that regardless of the vaccine science is incredibly lacking. First of all, what Dell Bigtree has recently found out is that they have not used a true inert placebo in any of the studies that mainstream vaccine science has used. So therefore, they are not following the scientific process. So these placebos that they're using contain the same adjuvant, the same neurotoxins that they're injecting. They're not getting a true result. So regardless of the vaccine science, I think that the really frightening thing is that our freedoms are being taken. We're being forced into medical procedures, and that is what it is. And any medication that you take, you weigh the risk versus the benefit. And that option is being taken off of the table, and that option is being taken off of the table for our children. And to say that there's one type of medication or one type of thing in the world that is 100% settled and there's no risk of harm is just like an outright bold-faced lie. There is a risk in any medical procedure, and you cannot force someone to do something where there incurs a risk and not have them have their own opinion or be able to weigh on what's done to their bodies. And the vaccine manufacturers are not liable. They cannot be sued for injury or death. They are immune.
Wow. Since 1986, with a group I've worked with since the 80s, National Vaccine Information Center, right? You're correct. Since 86, and the law was passed, and I know NVIC then tries to help people, and over, and as Corey is 100% correct, and then now VAERS, they paid out over $4 billion, and they say that's only a fraction of the real amount of injuries that are going on out there. And that's a great point about what you said about Dell, and with HHS, that they aren't, that they're showing the studies aren't, that they aren't done to show that to show that they're safe and effective. And I don't know if you all just saw that yesterday, it sounds like Thursday night, the state representative Kelly Townsend out of Arizona wrote a huge Facebook post, and I'm thinking Kelly is a woman, so I'm going to, because there Kelly could be a man's name, and I don't have a picture of Kelly in front of me, but let me make sure it was her, said that Arizona state lawmaker, this is headline news, said that mandatory vaccines are communist. So, I mean, whatever you want to call it, fascist, communist, I think the point is that, that even lawmakers from the Democrat governor of Colorado, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head, we did a story, he said, forced mandated vaccines, he said, are like putting a gun to people's head. And I think that people, whether Democrats, Republicans, or not part of the two-party system like myself or, you know, others out there listening, that we realize that even people, if they do some vaccinations, they space them out, they've done some and they are an ex-vaxxer, they no longer vaccinate, or they don't vaccinate at all, that no matter what, I think that more and more people are realizing, wow, even if they do vaccinate, they don't want those forced upon them. Maybe if they don't want to do the flu shot and Gardasil, or that forcing mandated vaccines and possibly coming down the pipeline for even adults, they talk about, or the FDA chief Gottlieb saying that if they don't start making these laws stricter in per state, they're too lax in the states. If they don't make them more strict, that the federal government will step in. I think that's terrifying to a lot of people. They realize, wow, this is serious, even for folks out there who may vaccinate, or they did in the past, or they've already had their vaccines, that they don't like that idea of them possibly being forced upon either their families, their children, or even in the future adults. And that is already just, I think he said that almost 2 weeks ago, that they could just come in and the feds could mandate, which is really frightening on a national level. So we've never had anything like that in the history of our country. So that's kind of scary.
Well, I want to tell you that I think all their efforts will fail. They can do whatever they want. But I wanted to tell you, a week from today, I'll be having on some of the actors and producer of the Vaxxed movie about vaccinations. That'll be on a week from today. And you're both welcome to join if you got time.
We love all of the team on there.
Love them.
So, but, it's like they're getting desperate, you know. I mean,
yeah.
And I wasn't able to attend that hearing that happened last week. Corey, you sent me an email, but I can't remember what is happening. I couldn't make it. I was busy. But it's what's amazing to me is that all these people stand up and say, no, we don't want mandatory forced vaccinations, yet the legislature goes ahead and votes it in anyway. It's like, who are they serving, you know? Are they serving this guy, this lobbyist for the big pharma, a guy named Thomas McBride? His phone number, by the way, if you want to contact him, is 360-481-1824. I'm sure he'll be happy to hear from you. He's part of the fourth branch of government that operates secretly to influence legislation. But, if you've ever had a child who got autism from the MMR vaccination, you know what the legislature is doing is criminal. And I guess California, Aaron, if I could ask you this, because California has made vaccinations now mandatory. Is that right?
Yes. So Senate Bill 277 was passed over a year ago. Now, I don't know the exact date. And unfortunately, in part because of Senator Pan, who authored much of that bill. State Senator, excuse me, out of Sacramento, state capital.
Right.
It is now. Yes. And I lived there for almost 10 years, most of the 90s. Uh-huh. And I lived in Southern California and into the early 2000s. And I have friends, you know, about my age who have different ages, but some have small kids and they're able, some have older kids, hopefully they're older, but unfortunately some that were living, like I have a friend, a husband, wife, and I'm the godmother. Their two kids live in the husband and wife live in Santa Monica. Uh-huh. And their kids, they're about my age and their kids are only like 4 and almost 8. And so they are having to catch them up on vaccines because they cannot afford living in Santa Monica to homeschool. And it breaks their heart. And I know people say move, but they have jobs, they have parents, and they're helping taking care of one of the parents. And it breaks my heart that they weren't even vaccinated at all, and that they're very healthy. And actually, one has had trouble since the younger one, has had trouble since they're trying to catch up in order because he starts school. And now the older one, I think because she was, when it came in, she doesn't have to get as many, but I think the younger one didn't get any leeway. They couldn't get a medical exemption, which because they're scared, you know, you have Bob Sears there. They took away, so he can't even practice right now. Mm. And so he was writing medical exemptions. Their doctor, I don't want to say who their doctor was, but they had another doctor who is pretty known and well known in California. But I think he's afraid to do medical exemptions, pretty not as known as maybe Bob Sears, but another one that's their personal doctor. And it's frightening. We did I helped and didn't really help my health there that you're asking about. When I was doing an event, emceeing an event with a lot of doctors for 4 days, introducing them all on stage, and then had just gotten those shots. None of this helped. And then also we fought, and my readers were very helpful to, I've never asked for a dime of donations from anybody, but I did ask people to donate for his opponent, Eric Frame, who was, he's not running now, so I'm not promoting anyone. He was just an independent, a good guy, independent, mm-hmm. who was not mm-hmm. for mandatory vaccines and just a great human being, not part of the two-party system. And he ran against Pan and the, I'm not even know, but I learned so much because I don't know all the stuff. I don't get into politics much, but he was 7% in the primary. And then in the actual election, he was over 30%, which is huge. He didn't make 51
of people, simply don't have time. They're busy and they don't have time to follow the elections in their defense.
Yeah.
And they simply vote straight Republican or state Democrat.
Straight Democrat. And and of course, Sacramento, Pan is a Democrat. Doesn't really matter. You have both that are, like I always say, vaccines don't discriminate. So because people say, I think all the X-Vaxxers are this party. No, you can't say that because vaccines don't discriminate. You have people who have their children injured that are Democrats, Republicans, or Green Party, Libertarian. It doesn't. Yeah.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, it's so sad, but he didn't, but we tried to get Pan out. Now he's, you know, this is his last time. And what's frightening is that Pan, who wrote Senate Bill 277 for the most part, he's not up for reelection. So you always get afraid when they're just in, not incumbent or whatever you call it, but where he can just do what he wants, because he doesn't have to worry about trying to behave. He never did anyway. So yeah, it's a frightening time, but SB 277 is law there. And unfortunately people, including impacted my own friends who I've known since I lived there in the '90s, very young, when I was pretty young, and, that have their own young kids and they're my age. They're having to catch up. They didn't do any. And now to vaccinate their children because they can't afford to move. They can't afford to homeschool and they didn't know what else to do.
What happens when their kids get autism from the MMR vaccination?
I know. The only thing that I can, then do you wonder if it should, the only saving grace is that I at least they were both, past three. I know they say if you have to, if it's like maybe you're divorced and the other parent is demanding you do it, pretty much they side with that parent, or in situations like that, that they were at least older, but still, there's still no guarantee. There's still, it's a Russian roulette.
I wonder when people will realize that these vaccinations do not do any good for children, and especially they're the cause of the trigger for autism in much of the United States, especially when you've got these illegal chemical weapons factories in Nevada spraying all this stuff. They have accidents. They pump it out into the air. That goes into tuber root crops, especially potatoes. The kids have their vaccinations. They eat potatoes laced with these chemical weapons, and they end up getting autism. A lot of scientists have said that. Yet we have people in our legislature here who think it's just fine. I guess I'll benefit on the side that they don't know, because anybody in their right mind would not knowingly expose children to autism. And that's exactly what this legislature is contemplating doing right now. Anyone in favor of vaccinations, or if your parents out there and you vaccinated your kids, that's what you're doing. You're exposing your children to a much higher autism rate that doesn't need to be done.
Oh, it's so insane. And there was even a poll I saw going around, even in local, you know, like network affiliates or local newspapers. And they said, would you rather have your children have measles or autism? Now, I'm going to pick measles personally, because as Dell has pointed out, it's what, 1 in 10,000. Basically, your chances of going out in a car are more likely for something to happen, God forbid, than to have anything happen to you if you have the measles.
Right.
And but the people were actually, not the majority, but a large percentage were like, oh, autism, the measles will kill my child, because they're so misinformed. And I'm not sure how that happened from just in a couple generations, because most of our parents, definitely our grandparents, had the measles. Chicken pox. I had chicken pox. And I mean, it's just, but even the chicken pox is now this terrifying disease. And I told one last thing. You reminded me, my neighbor, this is a true story, said to me, because they unfortunately saw these, the Fox News and all these articles. And I'm sure they think I'm this bully anti-vaxxer, which is the farthest thing from the truth, and they have no proof except that I say click here to see the site. But the mate neighbor, and I'll finish quick, the neighbor said, what if you, God forbid, your child got, and I wrote this online that they said it, they said, what if your child were to have the measles, and what if they gave it to, could you live with yourself if they gave another child the measles? What could you live with yourself? What would you do? And I said, okay, and this is a true story, I said to I won't say if it was him or her, it's a husband, wife, they have a son, and he's now turning 17. I said, you bought him a hot rod at 16, and he goes out every day driving. He's already had an accident, and perhaps you should ask yourself about the chances that he goes out every day in that hot rod at 16. We all drove in as teenagers. I said, about him taking another life before you're worried about the slim to nil chances, the slim to none chances of me having a child that had measles, giving it to someone else, and probably that they'd have a rash for a week. So perhaps you should ask yourself that question about him going out hot rodding in a hot rod vehicle at 16 before you're asking me about this crazy, like, scenario that's, you know, all our parents, grandparents for generations and generations had the measles, and we're pretty much okay. For, you know, 99.9% of people are going to be just fine.
Well, I have to tell you this story, Aaron and Corey. Corey, you still there?
Yes.
In 1942 in Denmark, the Nazis, after taking over Denmark, wanted all school teachers in Denmark to teach Nazi doctrine to kids. Every single teacher in Denmark said, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to teach the writings of Adolf Hitler in our schools. And you know what? Nothing happened to them because they all stood up in unison. And if we all stand up to these tyrants in the legislature, to these tyrants in Big Pharma, we can stop this. We have power. You know, who cares what they pass in Olympia? If no one's willing to vaccinate their children, they can't. There's too many of us. They can't. Yeah. They can't throw us all in jail.
Right.
So, you know, but people need to be awake about what's going on. And the other thing, too, I wanted to ask you, Aaron, we've got about 10 minutes left, is the Gardasil vaccine. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. And I don't. I actually, and Corey may know this because it's been a little bit of whirlwind for the last day or so. The ACIP just had their meetings at the CDC in Atlanta. And that was one of the things that I understood on day two they were voting about. Day one was not covered, where they then look at the recommended vaccine schedule. So then they add things, more things like the anthrax vaccine. They're adding more things to the schedule. But they're just now, as Corey knows already, now doctors are, when people go in, are suggesting to, especially women, but I guess even men, this is mainly for cervical cancer, that if you're 27 to 45, that you should be getting your your Gardasil, your HPV vaccination. And we know one law professor, I'm not sure how she's anyone I suppose could be a vaccine expert, but she is in her 40s and got the vaccine, and someone said, but you've already got two kids, you're married. She goes, well, there's always sexual assault, or you know, maybe her partner or her spouse gets killed, or I mean we can all make up crazy, you know, these what ifs all day that are out of control. But yeah, now they are, as I'm sure Corey knows, they're doing their best to make yesterday if it was recommended, Corey, because I admit when I'm this caught up in things, usually I'm reporting the news. Now I'm having the news asking me questions. I missed yesterday, I was there the day before. I got all the information, but I don't know if that went through at ACIP. Are you sure? Do you know, Corey, by chance, if it went through for Gardasil?
I don't, and I'm wanting to check if the ACIP is the organization that I just saw a letter came out that was published recently saying that they do not support the current vaccination schedule. And there was a whole list of why, and it's moving towards going all the bills that are popping up across the United States to lend credence to you know, our cause.
ACIP is part of the CDC, their advisory committee on immunization practices. So I actually was there holding a camera up day before. You know, I'm losing track of my days. Day before yesterday, and that's when they did say yes. They all said yes. Their machines broke, so that's a frightening thing at the CDC. So they couldn't hit their buttons to hit yes on the new recommended schedule, and they had to change the language because in anthrax they were like, you should get it, and then they said, well, maybe we should say you may get it, so they don't sound like a dictatorship kind of thing going on. Mm-hmm. And then, but yesterday I missed because of being doing so much, and I wasn't able to watch it or see it live or be there in Atlanta, which is just 45-minute flight for us. And they, I thought they were voting on the, but it's already, even if advisory committee vaccinations at CDC doesn't say it, it's already being recommended at doctor's office. In fact, people are going in, even men with no cervix, 27 to 45, when, as we already know, and I know Corey knows and you may know, and Dell has talked about that, and anybody can look this up, with HPV in 90% or even plus, it is harmless, and then it passes through the body. And even allopathic, the professionals, they're saying, okay, yes, we can. The great news is with regular pap smears, HPV, if it turned into cervical cancer, it is treatable. But yet you're getting a vaccine where even CBS had to admit, and I don't have notes in front of me, but if I close my eyes, I know it by heart now. They say women who receive the HPV vaccines can be more likely to develop the high risk of strain, high risk strains of HPV that cause cancer than the women who received no vaccine at all. That was on the front of CBS several years ago. Mm-hmm. So they, so the Gardasil shot is obviously dangerous. Now they're trying to say, well, oops, you need more shots. And as Corey and I know, both of you know that we've seen, there have been entire documentary films and entire groups organized from Ireland. I talked to the mums there in the group with their thousands of daughters in a relatively small country, or in the U.S. or other countries where they've gotten the Gardasil shot, and Japan now has talked about the dangers of it because it's making, especially women, and as more young boys and young men get it, it's making them sick or even cases of death. And I think with bears, we're going to see an uptick in that. Just like I think now one of the main, the flu shot is obviously one that's gotten people, and bears you can look at statistically is one of the big ones where people have gotten very sick, like Guillain-Barré syndrome. But yeah, mm-hmm. Gardasil is frightening. And even the researchers who thought it was okay initially have gone on Katie Couric and national TV saying, we were wrong. It medical doctors, it is not safe and effective. We were wrong. Please don't get the shot. It is dangerous. They're saying MDs, and we just had Stephanie Seneff here in the house, interviewed her in my living room, and she's a senior researcher at MIT. And she's talking about the glyphosate in the vaccines, and not to mention aluminum. And when they bind together, what it can, and I always say I'm a journalist, not a scientist, but what she explains, this PhD senior researcher at MIT for decades, is saying that forget that vaccines when we were kids weren't great, but now they've got glyphosate. So you've got, it's bad enough we're eating the stuff, we're injecting it into our children or adults who are getting vaccines. So.
Aaron and Bailey, I want to give out these things, these numbers for my listeners. I've had several requests. If you're against vaccines and want to contact the House committee that's considering this, please contact Eileen Cody, C-O-D-Y. Her phone number direct in the state capital of Olympia is 360-786-7978. I'll be posting more of this in my Ask TED column by Monday. Also, there's actually two lobbyists for the fourth branch of government. They're lobbyists for Big Pharma. They're the secret branch of government, which you usually don't find. The first guy's name is Thomas McBride. His phone number direct is 360-481-1824. And the second lobbyist is a Timothy Martin. His phone number is 805-313-8746. We've got about 2 minutes left. And Corey and Aaron, you do fantastic work. So do you, Corey. And I'm so happy you could come on my show today. I know we could talk a lot more. Aaron, could you please give out your website so people could get some more information about the beautiful work you do?
Sure. Thank you. Yes, it's Health Nut News. So a lot of people want to forget the nut part, but it was meant to be lighthearted, but became a little more serious in nature, serious journalism after I started it. So it's Health Nut News, no spaces, dashes. And you can, there's a book I have on there that I give away that's, many chapters long that can be helpful to people that, they can download that as well right on the front. So no charge. So healthnutnews.com.
Okay, wonderful. And wonderful. I know you're busy. Aaron, you're welcome to join me in with the producers of the Vax movie a week from today.
That'll
be on. Okay, I'll send a note to your assistant. And Corey, you're welcome to join on if you like. The other thing too, the movie itself was about I met the mother whose daughter died as a result of a vaccination. I think it was MMR. And she talks all about it. She's actually a psychic. I met her at the Conscious Life Expo last weekend in Los Angeles. And she said she talks to her daughter all the time. A very interesting conversation talking to her about what had happened and how the movie came about. We've got about a minute left. Aaron, and I want you to please wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, speaking of, and I don't know that I have any, people will joke with the psychic abilities. The other thing that we have on the website, completely free, nothing they have to download, is as you might know, some of the people know, the holistic doctors who have died, especially in the United States over the last 3 years, many of whom my significant other of 10 years, Dr. Mercola, and I both knew and were friends with, we've been in their homes. And so they can see that there as well at healthnutnews.com/recap, which is probably hundreds of hours of reading of the work I've done the last 3 years of all the doctors. We're almost at 100.
How many?
Almost at 100, just under 100.
That's
so
not
maybe,
that's not a coincidence. They're telling me.
Yeah, right.
This is a concerted attempt.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, Erin, thank you so much for coming today, and Corey, we'll be back. You do wonderful work, and thank you so much. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. We'll be back a week from today with the producers and actors, actresses of the Vax movie, along with a special guest, Jimmy Church from Coast to Coast Radio. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.